Hi, welcome to the Animal Perspectives Podcast. This is a bi-monthly podcast and news roundup that focuses on the environment and birds. I'm your host, December is here. The long-awaited cold weather has finally set in the Northeast. The winter waterfowl have returned, snowy owl sightings are on the rise, and there are still a couple of reports of lingering hummingbirds. During the last 30 days or so since our last podcast, numerous book reviews and nature videos have been posted to animalperspectives.com. We also published our annual gift guide, which has a lot of great gift ideas for the birder in your life. Be sure to check those out. This podcast is dedicated to your survival during the holidays, whether you're traveling by train, plane, automobile, or you're staying local. I think we can all use a break from the holiday cheer, I guess you could say. Or if you're not really in a celebratory mood, because not everybody is cheery during the holidays, this podcast will give you a place to start so that you can survive and get through it to the next year. Before I begin with the holiday survival guide, first and foremost, I have to say that the easiest, most cost-effective way to survive the holidays is putting on your shoes and your winter coat and going outside. Grab a pair of binoculars and just go. If you can't get outside, the following suggestions should help pass the time. So first I'm going to tell you about four must-read books, and then I'll tell you about my New Year's resolutions. My New Year's birding resolutions, that is. So hang with me. Okay, let's see here. Our first book is Sibley's Birding Basics. Ah, I like this book. So this book is a comprehensive guide for budding birders, but also it's good for experienced birders as well. Some of the things in there might seem obvious to people who have been birding for a long time, but there's plenty of information to review. The layout of this book is super easy to follow. It's a great introductory book for a new birder, or it's a great reference for the more experienced birder. One of the things that I really liked about this book is the emphasis on patience and experience. The more time you clock in the field observing birds, the better the birder you'll become. And the more likely you'll be able to help other birders identify birds. I have a 15-minute rule myself, and so that rule is as follows. If I've been out waiting to see a specific bird, or if my birding day hasn't exactly produced what I wanted it to, I give myself 15 more minutes. I've had a lot of success with simply giving myself just a little sliver of extra time. You would be surprised how much can happen in 15 minutes of birding. I've seen American kestrels copulating. It was one of the most beautiful experiences I've witnessed in the field. I also had a wonderful encounter with a northern harrier in my backyard in February this year. Those two experiences, among the many experiences I've had, happened within the 15 minutes of extra time I gave myself. I truly believe that birding is a thoughtful practice, and the amount of patience you can muster absolutely impacts the experience, both in the short term and the long term. So check this book out. I'll provide the links to all of the books in the blog post. Okay, the next book is 1001 Secrets Every Birder Should Know. This book was so fun to read. It's a book by a birder for birders, and the author does a great job of tapping into things that all of us birders have experienced, including a lot of things that really annoy us. In addition to being hilarious, the author hits everything from bird feeders to evolution to birding lingo to the ABA's code of ethics. It's definitely a treat that I think all birders at all levels will really like, and it's just so relatable. Humor goes a long way, and this is such a wonderful book, I can't say that enough. I really liked the vacation ideas sections. Those are very helpful, and having visited some of these areas that the author recommends, I can vouch for their descriptions, and I urge everyone to plan some kind of birding trip this year, or next year in the new year, make that a goal for yourself. But I also want new birders to know that you can bird pretty much anywhere. I bird all of the time. One of the strangest places I've birded was a stormwater management pond that was right next to my doctor's office, and I was a little bit early for an appointment. So I just grabbed my camera and my binoculars, and I was able to see a greater yellowlegs, a solitary sandpiper, killdeer, and two species of raptors. So that was very exciting. But again, you can bird anywhere. You don't really have to travel. If you can travel, it's great. You should do it. But if you can't, I mean, that's one of the most wonderful things about birding, is that you can really do it from anywhere. I always travel with a pair of binoculars and my camera, and I encourage you to do the same. Okay, let's see. Our third book is another field guide. It's the Young Birder's Guide to Birds of North America. It's a Peterson Field Guide. I know it says it's the Young Birders Guide, but I really think this is an excellent guide for birders of all ages. It's a very useful beginner's guide because it provides clear photographs and identifying field marks. It also has these little sections called wow sections on each species page that contain interesting tidbits of information. And it also provides an easy checklist for birders at the bottom of each page. Did I say I was going to do three or four books? I think I said three, but here, let me put an extra one in there because this book is absolutely fantastic. So the fourth book is H is for Hawk. If you haven't read this book, stop everything. Download it as a Kindle book or an ebook. Go to your library, whatever. Get this book. I'd been eyeing it for a long time before I had the time to actually pick it up. Friends and acquaintances from very different backgrounds, completely unassociated with my avian endeavors, had been suggesting this book. Oh, that was my dog. It's kind of gross. Sorry about that. That may or may not make this edit, but yeah, he's okay. He's just over there dogging. All right. So I had so many people who were unassociated with my birding life had recommended this book to me for months before I had the chance to read it. A woman I met at a fundraiser for Raptors said the book had changed her life and sparked her interest in birds. Yes, this book is a memoir about a falconer. You'll just fall in love with the way Helen McDonald writes. Her writing is so well crafted. Each page is something to cherish. So I absolutely recommend this book. Definitely get you through the holidays, I promise. Okay, now for the New Year's birding resolutions. My New Year's birding resolutions are, let's see, how many do I have? I have a few. I limited my New Year's resolutions, birding resolutions, to four. So the first one is I want to submit my bird counts to eBird at least 3 times a month. Each time I bird, I make my own list, but I don't always have the time to do the data entry. So I want to commit to submitting my observations at least 3 times a month, just so I can get into the habit of data entry. My second New Year's resolution is to pay more attention to waterfowl this winter season. For some reason, and it's not the cold, I love the cold weather. Bugs, there's no allergies, there's nothing that's gonna like sting or bite you, you know, so it's not the weather. But for some reason, I haven't really made a sustained effort to spend time photographing and I guess birding. So I want this season to be a little bit different. My third New Year's resolution is to become better at IDing birds by song. My skills definitely improved last year, but this year I want to focus on more migratory birds. Okay, so my final resolution is, I know I was touting birding trips and traveling to bird, etc., etc., but my final birding resolution is to bird exclusively in my county and to the county south of me. It can be kind of stressful as a parent and a person with a job and obligations and a life to figure out how to travel and make travel arrangements to bird. I just don't want to have that kind of stress hanging over me this year. I believe that I can see incredible birds in my county. I have seen incredible birds in my county, and I am committed to prove to myself and to others that you don't really have to go very far to see a lot. So those are my New Year's resolutions. I hope that you will share yours in the comments. Okay, well, that does it for us. Thanks for joining me, and stay tuned to the website for updates, news, and summaries on all things environment and animal. Happy holidays and Happy New Year. See you in February.
Ho, ho, ho!